The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Welcome back to the Happiness Hangout, the podcast that helps you unlock your potential, shift your mindset, and start living your dream life one step at a time. I'm your host, Katie, life coach, NLP practitioner, and your go-to for all things self-growth. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. Your lows are temporary, and I know that when you're in the middle of a tough season, it can feel impossible to believe that. But by the end of this episode, I want you to leave with new tools to move through your funk, and even more importantly, trust that good things are around the corner because your future self is counting on you for this. So I'm going to be sharing 4 steps to move through the lows and come out stronger. And the first one is look at your proof. Look at the proof in your life that the lows aren't permanent and that you are stronger than you feel. You have survived every single low moment in your life so far. Every time that you thought you wouldn't get through it, you did. And honestly, some of the biggest highs that I've ever experienced in my life came because of the lows. They came after periods of stagnancy or like things just didn't feel like they were going my way, whether it was a breakup, seasons of loneliness, feeling like nothing was paying off. Every single one of those lows came with a bigger high. So I want you to look at the proof in your own life. What lows did you get through and how did it help you grow? And you getting through the lows in the past is proof that they never last forever and that you are so capable of getting through any low life throws your way. And I think this is just such a resourceful thing to do, especially when you are feeling stuck in this funk and you're like, why is this happening to me? Just look at the proof in your life and be like, you know what? I've gotten through it every single time. What makes this time any different? Step 2 is to reframe your funk. Every low is insight, every trigger, every disappointment, every frustration, it's data. It's information showing you what's important to you, what boundaries you need, and what you're ready to outgrow. It is information for you. So when you see your feelings as teachers instead of problems, it is so much harder to stay stuck in victim mode because the pain that you may be feeling, it isn't here to punish you. It is here to teach you and help you grow. And it's really important to trust that and really remembering the highs and lows are also the rhythm of life. And if you never experienced a low, you wouldn't even recognize what a high feels like. Just like if it was always hot, you wouldn't even know what cold meant. Contrast is how life teaches you what you truly desire and what good is and what you really want. And this is what Abraham Hicks always says. She says, when you know what you don't want, you can learn what you do want. So whatever that low is, it is showing you what you don't want so that you can learn what you want more of in your life. So if you're going through a low and life is just constantly throwing things at you that you're like, why am I dealing with this? Or why is this coming into my life? Or why is this pattern consistently showing up? That is here to show you what you don't want. And then you can shift your energy and attention to what you do want so you can get more of that. And so when you are feeling that funk, ask yourself, what is this low here to teach me? Journal it out, sit with it, let the insight come through. This has been so transformative for me and it has allowed me to really understand myself better, which has also just given me so much clarity on my own life. Every single time I've had a low, I've been able to learn so much about myself, learned about ways that I could grow, what I want to work on, and just been able to become a better version of myself. And it has been just so beautiful being able to be like, no, this low is in my life to teach me something and to help me grow and just step into this even more transformative, better version of myself. And then choose a better feeling thought. So what's a slightly better thought that I can believe right now? And I'm not telling you that you suddenly need to feel amazing, but it is just about reaching for that next best feeling that will make you feel even a little bit better. So this weekend, I felt a funk creeping in and I just went to the beach and sat there and I let myself feel it for a second. And then I asked myself, what is a better feeling thought that I could feel? I chose to focus on what I did want instead of what I didn't like in my reality. And while it didn't automatically solve every little thing, it did make me feel so much better. Because we are so much more in control of our feelings than we often give ourselves credit for. And I'm not saying that you should never feel your feelings, because I do really believe that you need to go through it to get over it. But I am saying you don't need to force yourself to sit there, feel bad for yourself, and you can choose when it is time for you to think a better feeling thought, and then you will end up feeling that, because it is all just about when you change your thoughts, you're able to change your feelings. And when you choose to think those better thoughts and choose to focus on what you do want, you are also basically opening up your eyes to the beauty that is already in your life and things that are waiting for you. Like the same way, if you think about a yellow car and you're like, I want a yellow car, and that car starts showing up everywhere for you, that is the same way that if you choose to focus on what you do want in your life, what experiences you want to have, what feelings you want to have, those feelings, those thoughts, those things will start showing up in your life more. And then step 4 is to visualize with faith. So how would it feel if you knew your desires were already on their way to you and that this low was just preparing you for them? It is never a question of if it is happening. It is only a matter of when. And I know it can be so frustrating to be like, why isn't this happening for me yet? Why am I going through this low? But what if this low is exactly what you need to get where you are going? Even the setbacks, even the lows are all leading you exactly where you are meant to be. So while I understand it can be hard to remember that when you are in a current low, I want to encourage you to visualize that big, beautiful high that is right around the corner for you, because God, the universe, the creator, they wouldn't give you anything you couldn't handle. And then if you still don't feel 100% yet, taking small aligned actions towards what you do want, like doing something kind for yourself, following a nudge, or showing up with love for your future self, it builds momentum, and you don't have to wait to feel perfect before you start moving forward. The movement itself helps you rise. Action helps you feel stronger and starts pulling you out of the low. It closes the gap between feeling stuck and coming out stronger. And so remember that you are so capable of just deciding to choose a different thought and then visualizing what that thought would be, what it will look like if you had that in your life, and then start taking action towards that. You are so capable of just taking that action and taking that first step. And really remember that the low doesn't define you. Your decision to keep going through it does. Every time you move through a hard season with love and with courage, you are becoming even stronger, even wiser, and more aligned with the life that you are meant to live. Your breakdowns are always room for your breakthroughs, and you truly have no idea what is waiting for you around the corner. Your low isn't forever, your funk isn't forever, and when you trust that every part of your journey, even the messy ones, is sculpting you into what you are meant to be, the lows feel less scary, and it's just such a reminder that they are not meant to last forever. Like, you will keep going, and life will keep going, and things will get better. You are doing so much better than you think. I am sending you so much love and light. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a 5-star review, as it really helps me grow the pod, and we will chat in the next episode.